I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me today for It's a Good Life. Now, it is a good life, and I want to talk to you and talk with you in just for the next few minutes about life and death. And the subject today that I would like to speak about is death is silenced by God's truth. No one likes to think about death, and it's an enemy that stalks everyone according to the Word of God. And if you've lived any length of time, you know that people die. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26, the Bible says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Well, some die in old age, and some die in infancy, and others at all ages in between. Some die by disease, wrecks, wars, and murder, and some even hasten the arrival of death by cooperating with the enemy through engaging in bad habits and harmful lifestyles. I want you to know today that death is our enemy. But death is unnatural. Man was made a living soul, according to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, and death entered the world because of sin. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, it says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it," God speaking to Adam here, "for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." And Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, "Wherefore as by one man," and that's Adam, "sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." That's everybody. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." There have only been two people who left this world without dying, and those two people were Enoch and Elijah. You can read about them in the Old Testament. And not only is death unnatural, death is painful. As hateful and as hurtful as death can be, it does not have the last word, though. And there are some truths found in the Bible that muzzle the wild beast called death. I want to share them with you today. For the next few minutes, let's look at some truths that silence death. First of all, I see that the plan of salvation silences death. Jesus came to restore everything that death took away. He came to bring life back to dead sinners. Remember, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, the Bible says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." John 11, 25 and 26, "Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" And Jesus also conquered two forms of death. He conquered spiritual death. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 9 says this, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." That's people who are saved. Verse 2 goes on to say, "Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. You can't work hard enough to get there. You must receive Jesus Christ as Savior. That's what those verses are telling us there. Well, not only did Jesus conquer spiritual death, but he also conquered physical death. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57, The Bible says there, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over death is what it's saying. I see also that faith in Jesus brings instant, everlasting life. We don't have to wait for it. We've got it right now once we receive Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have, right then. John chapter 5 and verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from what? Death unto life. Everlasting life is the present possession of every child of God. In John chapter 3 and verse 36, it says, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 10:28, And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And then we read in 1 John chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, He that hath the Son hath life, that's right now, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Well, the plan of salvation silences death, and that's what we've just looked at, the plan of salvation. It's not by works that we get saved, but it's through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by calling upon him and receiving him as Savior. But also, a place called heaven silences death. Salvation destroys death's power over the soul, and salvation also changes the soul's eternal destiny. The lost soul is headed to hell, according to Psalm 9:17. It says, The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. But the redeemed soul is going to heaven. Philippians 1:21 says, For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And Paul goes on to say in verse 23 of Philippians 1, For I am in a strait betwixt, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. And Paul goes on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I think this is important. We need to read this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, that's in this body, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in this body, or in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That doesn't mean that as a Christian we go around looking to die. That means that we go around and we know that one day, then, unless the Lord comes back for us in the clouds and the rapture of the church and calls us up, one day this body is going to die. And when that happens, we're going to be with the Lord, one way or the other. We're going to be with the Lord. But we don't go around forcing the issue and the Christian is never to commit suicide or anything like that. But Paul says it's going to be much better when we are with the Lord. Well, heaven, as Paul said, is far better than this world. And the Lord, our departed loved ones, the saints of all the ages, await us in glory. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And something else. Revelation 21, verse 4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." All this, the pain and suffering will be gone when we get to heaven. There are no tears in heaven, only rejoicing, according to Psalm 45:15, where it says, "With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace." And you know it's said of Stephen in Acts chapter 7. It says there in verses 55 and 56, it says, "But he," that's Stephen, "being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." And I believe that the reason, you know, we read of Christ sitting at the right hand of God, but Stephen saw him standing there, and I believe he had his arms open waiting for Stephen. In Acts 7, 59 and 60, it says, "And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." There is something beyond the door of death. It is not the end. Well, we've seen the plan of salvation silences death, and a place called heaven silences death, and finally, the power of the resurrection silences death. The resurrection of our Savior guarantees life. Romans chapter 1, verse 4 says, "And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead." The resurrection guarantees our salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept." Folks, Jesus will raise our bodies, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and through 17. Jesus will change our bodies. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 49, verses 53 and 54. We will be like him, according to 1 John 3:1-3. "A better day awaits us in heaven." Romans 8:18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." According to Genesis chapter 47 and verse 31, we read about a man by the name of Jacob. He died worshiping the Lord. And when the Bible says, "And Israel," this is Jacob, bowed himself upon the bed's head, it doesn't mean that he died right then, but that he worshiped. How could he worship in the face of death? Well, he simply believed the best things in life can only come to us after death. He believed the best days were still to come, and I believe that too. I would like to live my life for the glory of the Lord and leave this world worshiping him. And this can happen. All it takes is faith in the person, plans, and promises of God. He has big plans for his people, and I'm excited by what lies ahead. Are you part of his plan? Yes, you are. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.